This is Elena from Russia, and you're listening to Everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 101 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. The expression I want to teach you today is welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. That's welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E, to, T-O, V-T-H-E, club, C-L-U-B. Welcome to the club. Have you heard this expression before? Welcome to the club. Before I explain what it means and how we use it, do you know what the word club means here? A club is a group of people who have a similar interest or a similar hobby. So you might be a part of a tennis club where people come together to play tennis. Or you might be a part of a chess club where people come together to play chess and learn about chess. Or maybe you belong to an English club where people come together to practice English and learn about English. That's what a club is, a group of people with a common interest. We use this expression in a specific way. We use the expression to mean you and I are in the same difficult or unpleasant situation. You and I have something unpleasant in common. You and I are a part of the same unhappy, unpleasant club. Here is an example of how you might hear this expression. Let's say you are taking a math class, and it is a very difficult math class, and you are not getting a very good grade. Unfortunately, you just took a test, and you did not do well. And you say to your friend in the class, "Oh, I didn't do well on that test at all. I think I got a terrible score. This class is so hard." And let's say your friend replies by saying, "Welcome to the club." Your friend is saying, "I know just what you're feeling because I'm in the same situation. You and I have this in common. We are both doing badly in this class. This class is difficult for both of us." There's a great word that describes this attitude perfectly, and the word is commiseration. C-O-M-M-I-S-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. That's a long word, commiseration. And it means sharing misery, sharing unhappiness. So we are in this difficult, unhappy situation, but at least we're sharing it. At least we're in this situation together. We are a part of the same club. We have something in common. We aren't alone. And that is welcome to the club. Maybe you will have a reason to use this expression sometime soon. And that's the end of episode 101 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you would like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Elena recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.